Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation.
A Separation with Yara Elmtree, Part 4. Salam Yara Jan, welcome back to part 4 of our separation series.
Salam Leila Jan, thanks for having me. Excited to, you know, we're working our way through this.
I know, I'm excited because today we get to introduce a new character. So far it's just been Paimon Momini with these women, which this movie does pass the Bechdel test, if anyone knows what that is. Do you know what that is, Yara?
Yes, it is about, okay, like female representation in films and, you know, how the women characters are basically depicted.
So the three rules is that two women characters talk to each other, have more than like one sentence that like talk to one another. And then the second is that they each have names. And then the third is that they talk to each other about something other than a man. So very few movies pass the Bechdel test, but this one does. There's a lot of conversations happening with the women, not about men. So I just want to put that out there. But now we're going to have a conversation between two men. So let's go ahead and listen to our clip.
جسارتا این کاری که میفرمایین با 300 یا خود کم نی
شما خود رو چقدر نظرته
شما اگه فقط 400 مثلا حد
من 400 واقعا نمیتونم
من چند روز میام امتحانی کارامو ببین اگه راضی بودین یه چیزی بزنین روش اگه راضی نبودین اصلا
باشه نه آدرس یادداشت
از امروز هم اگه بخواید میتونم بیام
نه امروز کسی هست شما اول کن فقط از فردا بیا یه کارت شناسایی هم با خودت
بیار کارت ملی نه
فرق نمیکنه شناسنامه کارت ملی بیاریم با خودتون که
So it's a direct continuation of our last conversation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So shall we play just the first two lines, perhaps?
Yes. So we see that Paimon Momini is working at a bank. So that's why he wanted to meet at the bank last time.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, he's talking to somebody else, I believe, at the beginning. Yizah, Mati Bekashin. It's just a figured I'd, you know, insert that in there. Just do me a favor, do zahmat is like toiling, I guess, labor. I don't know, how would you describe zahmat?
A trouble, like go through this trouble for me.
Exactly, perfectly said. Yeah, so he's finishing off a conversation with someone else, and then the guy approaches, and then he says, Salam, Samadi Hastam. So he's introducing himself with his last name. It's a very formal way, right? You know, it's like, hi, I'm Smith. You know, like, or hi, I'm, you know, Johnson. I found you for work, basically. He's trying to say that I'm here. Yeah, basically the conversation has been had between his wife and him about how this guy is offering work. And he's saying, yeah, I'm here. I found you because of the work opportunity. And then he says, yes. He responds, yes. How are you? Halatun khube. You want to kind of go after that? I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Any other notes you want to add?
No, that's good. Halatun khube, are you well? And then he goes, bebakshid ye khurde dir kardam. Okay, that's interesting. So I'm sorry, bebakshid, I'm sorry. Ye khurde, a little bit dir kardam. I came late. And so the verb is dir kardan, to do late. So he says, I did late. So it means I arrived a little late.
So let's play that next.
سمدی هستم برای کار تلفن.
بله آقا
شما خوبه. ببخشید خود دیر.
اشکال نداره شما. شما فرمودین قبلا کجا کار می‌کردین؟
تو کار کفاشی بود.
So we already had ببخشید یه خورده دیر کردم and then the main character here responds again and says اشکالی.
اشکالی نداره. There's no problem. اشکالی نداره. It's okay that you're a little late. خواهش می‌کنم. It's no problem. خواهش می‌کنم. We learned in the last lesson it could be used as like you're welcome or like it's not a problem. I'm forgiving it. I'm forgiving it. That's kind of what I forgive you.
And just to add here, we have so many different ways of saying no problem. We've come across mas'aleinis. He could have said mas'aleinis here. He could also say mushkilinis. There's no problem. He's now saying eshkali nadare. So if you know a little bit of Arabic, you know that mushkil and eshkal, shakala, are two words that are related. So we now have three ways of saying no problem that mean quite literally the same thing. And then, yeah, chayesh mikonam, another formality that's just attached to the end of that. This next part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. You can read that.
So this is something we mentioned in the previous episode, and we're now seeing it play out live. So he then says, right? Yeah, no problem. Da da da. Shoma farmudid qablan koja kar mikardin. So here we see the word farmudan, the verb farmudan, this flexible sort of multi-dimensional word of formality that we are now seeing used. He's saying, so he could have, he's trying to just say, Shoma farmudid qablan koja kar mikardin. Where did you say you worked again? Kind of that sort of vibe is what he's trying to say to the man approaching him for work. And farmudan here is just like goftan. Shoma goftid qablan koja kar mikardid. But he's being extra polite, saying shoma farmudid qablan koja kar mikardid. So this farmudan verb, so, so useful.
Yeah, that's good. And then he said, tu kare kafashi budam. So kafsh is the word for shoe. Kafashi is a cobbler. So someone who fixes shoes. So I was in the work of fixing shoes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. To call it calf for shoe with that. Perfect.
Okay.
Ooh, very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was said very, very quickly. I think when I was transcribing this, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. خب اون وقت با نظافت شو اینا که مشکلی ندارید. So, اون, okay, so خب, it means good. Un vacht, this is like, and so, and then,
and
you know, un vacht, yeah, and then, it's kind of like, it literally means that time, un vacht, but it really is kind of like a filler word again, like, un vacht, sometimes I'm just like, un vacht, kei qarare biyai, you know, like, so I'm just kind of like thinking, I'll just throw it in, un vacht bo nezafat sho ina. So what he's saying, nezafat is an Arabic word, has to do with cleanliness, so, you don't have any issue. So you don't have any issue with the cleanliness and all. And
or cleaning. To cleaning.
Sure.
So, and he's referring to a thing like that, something that you're going to have to clean. So you're not, you don't have any issues with cleaning him. And again, we don't have pronouns in the Persian language. So this could be referring to him, her, or it. So, but nizafatisho.
Mm-hmm. With his cleaning, you have no problems. And then the man responds. This is the part we have to listen to next.
So he goes and he's like, chi? What? With the what?
What do you mean? What cleaning? Yeah.
And he goes, arz kardam. So this is a really good phrase too. And it's another one of those like formal phrases. Arz kardam. I declared. Arz kardam. Mm-hmm.
Right. I said, he's basically saying, I already said, even though it literally is like, I said it, what it really means is I already told you.
Yeah.
As I said.
Or it's kind of like, I repeat, like, it's not impolite. Like, it's not like he's saying, I already said it. He's just saying, I repeat. Let me tell you again. As diruz nemitune khodesho negah dare. So again, this is another thing where we don't know who he's referring to, but in context, obviously he's put up an ad for someone to take care of his father, so he's referring to his father. He says, as diruz, from yesterday, nemitune khodesho negah dare. Negah dare means to hold him. So from yesterday, he can't hold himself. So mm-hmm. Now we know what he's referring
details.
To.
Those are the only details we get, right? He can't hold himself, which, you know, it means he urinates, basically. He can't hold his bladder, I guess, is kind of the situation with the father. So,
right.
Yeah, and just to kind of go back, there's two things. So the as kardam thing, and I agree with you, it means I repeat or as I said, you know, because it's past tense, as kardam. But I've seen this used in both ways. I have been in conversations sometimes with, you know, older people in Iran and sometimes they're getting a little frustrated and I didn't understand what they may have said or an argument they were making. They'd be like, as kardam, like I said, And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And other times it can just be like, you know, a very direct, neutral, like as I, you know, as I said, da 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 da. The second thing I want to draw attention to here is, this is very funny. So negah dashtan. The correct way is to hold yourself, to hold whatever, this in this case, for the father to hold his, you know, urge to go to the bathroom. But sometimes negah almost becomes negar. Chodeshon nemituni. If you listen closely again, nemituni chodeshon negar dore. So I don't know what the situation is in terms of the spoken versus the written, but I've heard, negar a lot when we're speaking colloquially.
Yeah, that's interesting. So negah versus negar, to keep, to hold. Should we keep listening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says, na eb nadare, un ham joye pedarame. So that's a really nice thing to say. He says, na eb nadare. No, it's no trouble. There's no worries. No, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Unham joye pedarame. So he is in the place of my father. So I would treat him as I treat my father. So he's saying, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Mm-hmm. 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 And we see a contraction again. Eib becomes eb. So baroye becomes bare. Aslan becomes asan. Eib becomes eb. Eb nadare. So yeah, another way of saying moshkelinis, masaleinis, eshkolinadare, eb nadare. I mean, like, good Lord. Right. There's so many ways Iranians can say no problem. Right. Yeah, so that's perfectly said. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Mm, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So here we have فقط چون تنهایین با هم دیگه کسی دیگه تو خونه نیست باید خیلی مراقبش باشینا. So this is a lot of, and this is something that I feel like a sentence here where it's like so many things are crammed together. In spoken Persian, we just cram and layer verbs, you know. So it's like فقط چون تنهایین با هم دیگه. Let me see. فقط چون تنهایین با هم دیگه کسی دیگه تو خونه نیست. So these are two thoughts. فقط چون تنهایین با هم دیگه. One thought, but it's a continuation of the sentence. کسی دیگه تو خونه نیست. No. So because you're alone together, one thought. کسی دیگه تو خونه نیست. No one else is in the home with you. باید خیلی مراقبش باشینا. You must take care of him. You must be very, how do you, very attentive to him. it's this sort of this cobbling together of ideas into a sentence. Like فقط چون تنهایین با هم دیگه کسی دیگه تو خونه ای نیست باید خیلی مراقبش باشینا. So it's kind of like, I feel like if I were to write this with the correct filler words to construct a full sentence, it would be فقط چون تنهایین با هم دیگه و کسی دیگه تو خونه نیست کاما باید خیلی مراقبش باشینا. But here it's just like فقط چون تنهایین با هم دیگه کسی دیگه تو خونه ای نیست خیلی مراقبش باشینا. So it's just, yeah, it, I don't know how to describe this compounding of verbs and clauses sometimes into a sentence.
Well, did you talk about the two different meanings of dige here again?
So, oh, interesting.
So here, dige is not just filler. Ham dige means together. So there it actually means something. Bo ham dige. So it's not a, it means bo ham dige. Ham dige is a word by itself. Like it's like together. So farat chon tanhoim bo ham dige. So since you're alone together, kese dige, there's not another. So dige means another here. Yeah, another. Tu khune nist, bayad kheli moraghab bashina.
Yeah.
And it has the awe that we had last time where it's like, eh?
Oh, it's kind of like shaking the finger. Oh, you need to be attentive to him. Oh.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, next line. Right. The next two lines or so.
Okay. So he says, خانواده تشریف ندارن. And تشریف is that, we've had that before, I think. تشریف داشتن is to be there or to, how do you define it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of say the family is not, present. To me, sharaf, yeah, is not present. The direct meaning is present, but sharaf has something to do with honor. So I almost see it as like the family, the meaning is the family isn't there, isn't home or whatever. and then, or, you know, your family isn't home with you. But the maybe the more literal translation would be like the family isn't gracing the home with their presence.
Right.
You know, and very formal. And then he just says, yeah, nah, man, fe lan, moja, da, da. No, I'm currently single.
Right. Fe lan. And at the moment. So.
Fe lan at the moment. And one thing I should note, too, with tashrif, do you sense that sometimes people also eliminate the R when they're speaking very quickly? You know, like it's almost like tashrif, but I almost sometimes don't hear the R. So khanawat tashrif na. Yeah, it's another contraction, I feel, that, you know,
it
for colloquial Persian.
It could be. All right, next part. Okay. So here we're back in negotiations again. And yeah, so yeah, let's go over these and let's compare them to how he kind of reacted to her negotiations.
So this is one of my absolute all-time favorite formal words. We've got a lot of farmoyish, farmudin. We've done all those, and now we're going to get to a whole new level of formality here, which is the word cesaraten. I love this word. I believe it is connected to the Arabic jasur, or courageous, brave. So here, فقط جسارتان, it really is a word, you can throw this into any conversation when you're like, if I may impose, you know, if I, it kind of is the translation, is if I may go so far as to say, if I, very think of like a British wizard or something, like, if I may impose, you know, like, if I may, what's the word, hazard this thought, you know, like, kind of think of that when you use this word. It's like, you
Absolutely.
Want to say something, but you're a little bit afraid it might be too much. You don't want to overstep your bounds. You don't want to be impolite. Like, you know, your boss says, hey, I need you to come work on Saturday. And you're like, oh, absolutely, sir. I'm so down to work on Saturday. It's my duty. But, and then you want to say like, oh, but I have this birthday I want to go to. And then you're going to be like, but, you know, jesoratan, if I may just, you know, impose a thought of... It's my friend's birthday. And so what he's about to do now, this guy is like, فقط جسارتان این کاری که بفرمایید این کاری که میفرمایید با 300 یه خورده کم نیست. So he's now trying to go against what he just said. So he's taking a step. Yeah. He's taking a step of courage. This work you want me to do for your father, taking care of him, isn't 300, whatever, 300,000 toman, isn't that a little... like too little,
especially given this new information about the not being able to hold himself. He's like,
yeah,
you want me to deal with this jesaratan? Come on. I definitely think that this word is a next level Persian language unlock, so definitely practice using this word in conversation this week. Jesaratan.
Good. Like anything else, also, like, just imagine if you have a Iranian boyfriend or girlfriend. You want to go to the parents' house, and just, it could be so good. And you're at the parents' house, let's see, and the parents are like, oh my God, we're so happy to have your partner over, so excited. And then maybe the partner who's learning Persian can be like, what else do they want to say? I mean, I'm trying to think of a scenario here. I'm just trying to think of how people can impress their partner's parents. What would be a good scenario? Like, jesaratan? Okay, like, let's say they're like, you know, sweetheart, tell your boyfriend to come at 7 p.m. But the boyfriend's like, oh, no, like, I can't do 7. Can we do 7:30? I finish work at 6:30. I need to shower. I don't have enough time. And then the boyfriend who's learning Persian can be like, jesaratan khanume Johnson. Or sorry, not Johnson. It's an Iranian. Khanume Jamshidi.
Jafari. Yeah.
Jafari. خانم جعفری جسارتن میشه بذاریم واسه یه ساعت 7:30 من با تاسفانه ساعتش اینا 6:30 کارم تموم میشه. And then Mrs. Jamshidi or Jafari or whatever her name is gonna be like, oh my God, jesaratan. Oh, of course, sweetheart. Yes, come at 7:30. The fesenjoon's on the stove. Don't worry. You bless your heart. You know, like, good word to use to impress the Persian parents.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I had to go off on this tangent. This word.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one. Okay, and then he asks, "Shoma khodet, you yourself, ru cheqad nazarete?" So, on what is your eye or is your idea on, is basically what he's saying. That's the literal
translation. Yeah, or how much. Yeah, rucherat. On how much is your thinking? Idea. Yeah, how much you think. Basically, the meaning is how much are you thinking? And so you could have also just done that as shoma chodet cherat nazarete. Would have also made the same amount of sense, but, you know, he's speaking colloquially and he's saying, on how much is your opinion? You could do with or without the ru, same meaning.
Right. Okay. Move on. So he says, shoma agi faqat 400 masalan had aqal. So he's saying, shoma agi, you if, faqat 400, just 400 masalan, about had aqal, at least. So again, he's throwing a lot out there.
Formal kind, just all that. Yeah. All of these, the whole thing is a formal dance when you're in Persian culture.
Just 400, for example, at least.
Mm-hmm. Mancha, and then he responds, yeah, manchar sadu, what is it? Yeah, I can't do, and he replies with, I really can't do 400. Yeah, he's
that
saying, it's
I
too
really
much.
Can't do voran. I really mm-hmm. can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the negotiation.
Man chand ruz miyam imtihani. I will come for a few days as a test, imtihan. Karam o bebinid, see my work. That's another kind of thought. Agir razi budin, if you were satisfied, ye chizi bezarin rush. Put something on top of that. Whatever 300 that you want to pay me. So maybe you can bring it closer to my desired 400.
Agar razi nabudin, if you're not pleased, and then he says asan nemikhad or something like that, like we don't need it at all, which we don't have in the script, but let's listen to that again.
Man chand roz miyam imtihani, karam bebin, agar razi budin, ye chizi bezarin rush. Agar razi nabudin, asan hichi
nabudin. He says asan hichi, then nothing. So if you're satisfied, put something on top of that 300. If not, then don't worry about it.
Just forget about it. Yeah, nothing.
Just forget about it. Yeah, and then he responds.
And this is a great way to negotiate where he's like, you know, like, here's the thing. I want 400, but let me try to get 400, close to, as possible to 400 from you, and, you know, within the sort of Persian, you know, politeness dance that we do. Okay, well, I'll do 300, and if you are happy, you know, you think about putting something on top of that 300. If you weren't, then hey, you know, screw me. You don't have to pay me an extra cent more. You know, I just...
Exactly.
You
know. Exactly.
Very much self-deprecating, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he's just like, Boshe, beza yodosh konam. So let me write that down. Write your number down, yep. And then and he says, as imruz ham age bechoin, mitunam biyam. From today, as imruz ham, also, age bechoin, if you want, mitunam biyam, I could come.
Mm-hmm. Starting from today. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the next. Yeah, I think the end is kind of, we're almost at the end here.
Na imruz kesi hast. Shoma abad kon faqat az farda biya. Yed kart shenase hem ba khodet biya.
Kart milli na?
Farda mi kone. Shenase hem ba kart milli hast. Biyarim ba khodetun ke.
And first he says, I can also start from today, and then the character responds, well, someone is already there today, and he's talking about that dude's wife, but he can't mention that she's there, because that'll create all sorts of drama. And someone is already there today, and Ruskesi Hastish, Shom Mohabbat Kon. Okay, and this is the part where I love. There's two things I want to sort of draw attention to here. Okay. So first off, Emruz Kesi Hastish. She could have said Emruz Kesi Hast. Why is it saying hastish? This is very interesting. It's a little tricky to explain. It's almost like an added emphasis. Today, someone is already there. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of how I think about it. And was kesi hast. He could have just literally said very simply hast, but he said hastish. So I assume that she, which is what a pronoun, is just already, there's already a person there. Emphasis. And then shoma mohabbat kon fagat. So this is a great also polite formality-ism in the Persian language. Once again, you want to double up your verbs and preface them with a very polite mohabbat or lotf, you know, and then you can say mohabbat kon biya, lotf kon biya. لطف کن بخور، محبت کن بخور، محبت کن بشین، لطف کن بشین. So if you put محبت or لطف before a verb, you're being extra polite and saying, do me a favor sweetly and do this. In this case, he's saying, شما محبت کن فقط از فردا بیا. So do me a favor and come starting tomorrow. And then if you want to take the remainder of that where he starts to say,
یه کارت شناسایی.
یه کارت شناسایی با خودتون بیار. So bring an identification card. کارت شناسایی. شناسایی means to identify. So bring an identity card. And then he goes, کارت ملی اینا. So کارت ملی is this card in Iran that everybody has. It's an ID card. They started it maybe 20 years ago or something, where everybody in the country has this. Or is it more than 20 years? I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know, yeah.
I had a lot of bureaucratic problems getting mine, just FYI. So it's just an ID card that everybody has. So he says, کارت ملی اینا. So one of those cards.
My national ID.
National ID. And he goes, فرق نمی کنه. It doesn't matter. فرق is different. It doesn't make a difference. شناسنامه, کارت ملی. شناسنامه is your birth certificate. کارت ملی, your national identification card. هرچی, whatever. بیارین با خودتون که bring it with you so
we leave it at that. So yeah, all together, I'm trying to think if there's any other things we missed here, but I think one thing I'd written down was just kind of again the discussion here of alternating between the informal to and then the formal. So you'll notice that Peyman Moadi, the character, I'm just referring to the actor's names. This is awful.
Yeah.
Nader. Yes. Yeah. Nader, the sort of the middle class Iranian man here, who is working behind the counter at the bank. He will say the informal you, to, but the worker will never say to. It's not that he's saying to, he's using the informal version of a couple of verbs. So he says, شما خودت رو چقدر نظرته. The formal way to have said that would have been شما خودتون رو چقدر نظرتونه, or you know, نظرتونه would have at least been conjugating that last part in a formal way. And then later on, he decides to conjugate it in an informal way. Later on, he says شما محبت کن, not محبت کنید, which would have been the formal. He starts off with the formal شما, but then conjugates it with the informal کن instead of کنید.
Interesting.
See,
yeah.
So
these are
and
these
this
subtle
is
subtle things.
فقط از فردا بیا. He doesn't say بیایید or بیاین. So it's such a weird thing, and I noticed this so much. You start the sentence off with formal, but you finish it with informal. You conjugate the verbs informally, which is, and this is what I was trying to draw attention to, not the specific use of to and شما, but how the verbs are conjugated and what that reveals about sort of the class conflict or what have you. And I think this is just such a fascinating thing. It happens again, and you see these mild slights taking place from someone of a slightly higher class against someone of a slightly lower class. And I think, you know, just how that idiosyncrasy is contained in here is just a great way to see how modern Persian is spoken and how class finds its way into things. I mean, obviously, the most polite thing to do would be to use formal for everyone. You know, why should someone not be deserving of the formal language because of their socioeconomic status? But, you know, this is revealing something to us about the character.
Absolutely. So, yeah, let's listen to the whole thing one more time. It was exciting to see a new character in here. A lot of fun. Here we go.
آره یه زحمتی
بکشید. سلام علیکم آقای خانش. صمدی هستم برای کار تلفن.
بله آقا
شما خوبه. ببخشید خود دیر.
اشکال نداره آقا شما فرمودین قبلا کجا کار می‌کردین؟
تو کار کفاشی بود.
خب اون وقت با نظافتشونه که مشکل ندارین.
چی؟
اصلا کردم با نظافت از دیروز نمیتونه خوش نگه داره.
نه اب نداره اونم جای پدرم.
فقط چون تنهایی با هم دیگه تو خونه کسی دیگه نیست بعد خیلی مراقبش باشین ها.
خانواده تشریف نداره.
نه من فعلا مجردم.
آقا جسارتا این کاری که میفرمایین با 300 یا خود کم نیست؟
شما خود رو چقدر نظرته؟
شما اگه فقط 400 مثلا حد
من 400 واقعا نمیتونم.
من چند روز میام امتحانی کارامو ببین اگه راضی بودین یه چیزی بزنین روش. اگه راضی نبودین اصلا
باشه حواستو یادداشت
بکنید. از امروز هم اگه بخواید میتونم بیام.
نه امروز کسی هست شما اول کن فقط از فردا بیا یه کارشناسی هم با خودت بیار.
کارت ملی نه
فرق نمیکنه شناسنامه کارت ملی هست بیاریم با خودتون که
so interesting. All right. And so we'll be back with the next episode. And that one is going to be between Nadir and Simin, which will be very exciting. And again, as we've said, if you haven't watched the movie, spoilers lie ahead. So watch the movie before joining us next time.
Absolutely. Great film.
Yara-chan, yeah, thank you so much for this. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Leila. Yes, looking forward to it.